believe that we are building an absolute army of network marketers who are going to build their business as a profession from hundreds of different companies. We will be representing a professional team that are going to go out there and break sales records. They're going to go out there and break longevity records. We are going to set the standard. We're going to set the pace. We are going to set the level of the code of ethics. We will set the absolute standard for professionalism in this business. And together we will work as a team, and that's what I call being in the zone. You know how when you watched Michael Jordan when he was playing basketball in the earlier days, how he would work and gel with his team? He'd pass that ball, or someone would pass that ball to him as he's heading down the court, knowing that he'd be there to get it. And that's how I want to see this team from the DannyJohnson.com, to be on this team, to totally work collectively together, to just building an awesome, awesome dynasty and an empire. And we're all in the free enterprise industry, and this is exciting to me that we live in a free enterprise system. We live in a country that allows us to be able to go out there and be everything that we can be, to capitalize on the marketplace, and to take back what has been stolen from many of us through the years, and to just totally wreak havoc and save tons of money and impact people's lives and make differences in families and in countries and all kinds of fun stuff. So this is exciting to me that we're building this team here on this conference call, and this team is really represented from lots of different companies. And tonight you're not going to hear about any one company other than the company that I formed many years ago called Total Health, which is a training and management seminar company. And we are designed to equip the home-based business entrepreneurs into becoming professionals in their businesses. The whole concept here is to truly help you to get over the things that are hindering your business, get over the things that are hindering you, and learn how to really work your business in a way that you are seeing incredible high profits. And so there's people on the phone right now who have done that through coming to these training seminars, have turned their financial situation over in a matter of months, which is amazing. Actually, some of you, in a matter of days, have changed, made major breakthrough in your businesses. And again, Tom, I'm going to give you my website, which is DannyJohnson.com, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. You will find 30 hours of free training. There are thousands of dollars of free training available to you on that website. I'm telling you, that's a blessing for people. We give that up for free in hopes that we would be able to work with you further and see your business completely explode. Also, if you're in a financial situation that you are ready to make a commitment to your business, just like businessmen and women do every single day to be able to become successful in their business, there's CDs and also tapes available on that site. I truly recommend the foundational tapes of the North Carolina CDs that were recorded last September. They're 10 CDs, and it's very inexpensive, $97. I heard the gossip on the line before Hans started taking interest, by the way, and how inexpensive you guys feel a seminar is. I'm glad you feel that way, and we're going to keep it that way. And there is a seminar coming up in Dallas, Texas, April 17th and 18th. That's this coming weekend. I can't wait to meet everybody that I haven't met yet, and I can't wait to see the graduates who've already graduated and passed First Step seminars that I get to see this coming weekend. We're going to grow together, and we're going to grow our incomes together. It's going to be a blast. Also, there's coaching that is available on that site. There's a coaching page that you can fill out if you'd like to have one-on-one coaching. We do that daily around here and would love to impact your business in that way if that's the kind of thing that you need. We've also had people just incredible results from those coaching appointments as well. So tonight's going to be fun. We're going to talk about a topic that you guys haven't heard me talk about yet, and which is amazing. After, like, I don't know, 50 hours of conference calls that I've done, this is a topic I have not yet covered, and I'm excited about doing it because it's going to take your business to a whole nother level, and it's a level that it needs to be at. Now, for those of you, and I know there's lots of guests on the phone, there's lots of three-way calls, there's lots of parties at their house right now where they have me on speakerphone. I just want to extend my welcome to all of you brand new people who are here for the first time tonight hearing this screechy voice from California. I'm a mother of five children. I have birthed five babies from my body. They range from 17 to 5 years old. My husband and I have been self-employed in this industry for a very long time. I started in this business when I was 19 years old. Failed the first 6 months miserably, just like UPS, just like Federal Express, just like Microsoft. No one had an overnight success who ever started anything that turned into something great. And I failed the first 6 months that I started in this business. And part of that reason why I failed is that I did not really understand, one, what I was in. Two, I didn't know how to execute this type of a business. Three, I didn't understand the architecture of this business. The bottom line is I was just clueless. I was 19. I could use that as an excuse, couldn't I? Anyway, so once I failed for the first 6 months, I began to get very hungry, if you can imagine. I was working this thing full-time, and I was living off of my credit cards. And so I was not doing good. I was $25,000 in debt when I ran into somebody who told me that I needed to invest in myself in order to succeed. And I begged this guy to teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. He was making $15,000 a month. He started the same month I did, April 1989. And it was interesting. Oh, my gosh, I just realized. I passed my anniversary. Didn't even realize it. Anyway, so he was making $15,000 more a month than I was, which meant my check was nothing at all. And I begged him. I mean, I was desperate and hungry, and I was starving, and I needed to make this work. And I wouldn't quit. That was the one good thing about me at that time is I just refused to quit. I didn't care how bad of a failure I became. I refused to quit. He gave me four guidelines. One is that he said I couldn't give him any suggestions or opinions about how I think he should work his business. He had the guts to tell me that my ideas and suggestions made me broke, and that if I wanted to learn how to make 15 grand a month, then I had to shut up and listen and do what he told me to do. That was the second thing. He says, do what I tell you to do, and if you don't, I'm not working with you anymore. So if I didn't follow directions A through Z, I was done. I was fried. I was cooked. The other thing he told me is if I gave him one excuse, then we were history. That's what he said. You give me one excuse, Danny, and we're done. Oh, man, I'm telling you guys, I was full of excuses. I was full of excuses. The last thing he said was is that I had to invest into a training seminar. The entire trip, airfare, expenses, everything, cost me $1,500. And that's what he was requiring that I paid after I already lost $25,000 and I'm 19. At that point, I just turned 20. And so here's the deal. Very interesting. He said, if you don't, I said, what if I can't go? I mean, he said, if you don't go, I will not work with you. Well, thank God I was desperate because I was willing to get over my stupid excuses, which at the time did not seem stupid. Looking back, they were. Because where there is a will, there is a way, and that's what he produced in me by giving me those guidelines. I hope that that's where you're at. I don't care what your financial situation is. I don't care where you live. I don't care where you are in your life. If you truly want to make things happen, then you truly have to get over those excuses to make things happen. They truly are the number one thing that hinders people from their success, is they talk themselves out of their opportunity instead of talking themselves into their opportunity. And so after that first training seminar, and I did, I came up with the money and I went. Came out of that in 8 days, made $4,000. After that, $11,000, next check $15,000, next check $20,000. By the time I had my 21st birthday, my check was over $20,000. Then I made a huge mistake, went off, got married. Not that that's always a big mistake, but this one was. Went off and got married, and the man took off with my bank account, my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. My business was lost as a direct result of this marriage, and I gained 50 pounds. I went completely homeless. After being at the pinnacle of success, the number one international producer in that company, to absolute failure, homeless, broke, now a $35,000 debt, which wasn't mine, it was his. So how does that happen? Well, I'll tell you, man, I bought every excuse in the book. When my husband took off and did this, I just went, oh, see, you were destined to be a loser. See, you are just like your family. See, my family was filled with drug addicts. Who had no desire to do anything besides smoke a lot of pot, snort a lot of lines, and swallow a lot of pills. That was the height of their day. Couch potatoes or busy bees, one or the other. And so I totally thought I was a complete failure. And what's interesting is that all of a sudden one day I looked at the people I was hanging around, I said, enough is enough. I've got to do something different. I've got to make something happen. And I did. Started a business the day after Christmas from the trunk of my car in a telephone booth, got myself a voicemail with no money. Somebody was able to front me a voicemail waiting for a check to come through the mail, and got 25 phone calls from this handwritten flyer that I put up at a post office, got 25 phone calls in 3.5 hours, got on the telephone in a total of 10 hours across 4 days, made $2,000 profit. Got 40 people to give me a check for $125 to buy a weight loss product. And I was 50 pounds overweight. After that, $6,540 in the next 30 hours I put in that business. Then over $10,000 my first full-time month in that opportunity. Became the number one international producer. My first month broke all the international sales records. The company had hundreds of thousands of distributors, and they were in 15 different countries. If I were to tell you the company, not a person on this call would not recognize the name of that company. They are a household name. So, how does that happen? You got to get over your excuses. You've got to do whatever it takes to make your business happen. You've got to realize that you've got an incredible business facing you right now. I don't care what it is. I really don't. Because I've seen junk products do well. I've seen great products not do so well. It all depends on the person and the leadership of the company. I'm not talking only about the executive staff because they are going to keep your business in business. I'm talking about the leadership, meaning the leaders in the distributorship. And if you want to step up and be one, you'll have that level of leadership income. And I promise you, that level of leadership income in the direct marketing or direct sales or network marketing, whatever way you want to call it, home-based business industry, I will tell you, earn more money than doctors and lawyers do without the 10 years of education, without the $300,000 debt into schooling. So if it takes you 10 years to figure this sucker out, I promise you, you'll never spend the amount that a doctor will going into his education right now. I promise you, it won't take you 10 years. It didn't take me at all 10 years. Became a millionaire within 2 years of being homeless. By the time I was 23, isn't that crazy? And I have no education. I was totally quiet and shy all the way through high school. I was a complete nobody and a loser. Not to say that all quiet and shy people, because they're not, but I personally was. And that's how I felt about myself. So if I can do it, man, so can you. I'm serious. It blows my mind every day when I talk to people and just go, man, do you realize where I came from? If God could do this with me, he certainly could do it with you. It's just whether or not you're willing to meet him halfway. Are you willing to go through the doors that have been opened for you? And if you are in earshot of me right now, I promise you that if you're in Dallas, Texas this weekend, something radical is going to happen in your business. And some of you need a radical improvement in your life. A radical improvement in your business. I promise you that you're going to come out with higher closing ratios, just like Roberta did, just like Tom Shallon has, just like Carrie Russell has. I could go on for days of the improvements that people have had in their business, just like Walter Jackson, just like Walter Winston. I could go on, Fawn Christensen. I could go on and on and on of the students who have come through those training seminars in the last few months who've had a radical change in their business. But tonight, let's get on with our topic because it's going to be a good one. Tonight we're going to talk about a major thing that people miss in their business. You see, there's three types of markets in your business. Work at a home-based business, there's three types of market. And most people like to go for the easier way out in their business. They like to go the way of just throwing some money at some leads so that they don't have to really do anything else other than talk to people that they don't know because they feel more comfortable with that. But there are three types of market in any kind of business that you are trying to build. Network marketing or traditional, three types of markets that will be marketed to. One is cold market. Now, cold market is a market that's going to cost money, take a little bit more time, a whole lot more skill to be able to get people started in. Is it doable? There's no question. There's people on the phone right now who do nothing but cold market, and they sign up hundreds of people a month. Well, then and cold market is this, people that you do not know. You're buying leads or you're cold calling out of, some people do that. I don't recommend it, but some people are good at it. Cold calling off a list or directories or whatever. That's cold market, okay? Why is it called cold market? Because they are. They're cold. They don't know you from Adam. They think you're a salesperson. The second market is a lukewarm market. That's one of my favorite markets. I've built a giant market out of that. Lukewarm is people that you have met face to face, made contact with, or even just on the phone through a referral. They're not cold and they're not warm, but they're lukewarm. They're people that you are not acquaintances with, but people that just, you know, that you met in a grocery store, you met at the post office, you met through a referral in a mixer or a referral business, or if you go to those, referral meetings, like, for example, you know, in our little town, there's a meeting called PROS, BNI, Business Network International. That's a networking meeting. You know, the referrals that they would give you for your business would be what we would call warm market. Why? Warm market just simply means that there's been some sort of contact, so it's not ice cold. The third type of market is warm market. Now, warm market are the people that you know, friends and family members, coworkers, acquaintances, all of that kind of stuff, church members, whatever, people that you know is your warm market. And inside that, there's even like a super hot market, which are the ones you're really close to, the ones you have a strong rapport with, your best friends, your mom, your dad, things like that. And not everyone's close with their mom and dad, but you understand what I'm saying. So anyway, those are the three basic markets that you can target in building your business. Now, you tell me what you think. How do you think Microsoft got started? How do you think IBM got started? How do you think Federal Express and UPS got started? I will tell you right now, do you think that this guy all of a sudden came up with an idea of a company he wanted to start and he immediately put an ad in the paper to find his executive staff members? Beep, wrong answer. I don't think so. No, he started with his warm market. So I'm going to tell you to do this right now. And some of you are like, no, man, Danny, I'm in the NFL club, the no friends left club. Listen, get over it, because I can guarantee you someone's going to prospect that list of people that you know. And it will eat you alive. And I'm not kidding you. It will absolutely eat you alive if that friend or family member that you prejudged got started in somebody else's business, went hog wild with it, and you could have made thousands of dollars on it. Okay? So how did I get started originally in this business? I was warm market. You would not have found me from answering an ad when I first got introduced to this business. It wouldn't have happened that way. I was a friend of the person who contacted me, and many of you have met him. His name is JP. I was his friend. We were dating, in fact. I was a warm contact. That had been really warm. Okay, so I was his warm contact. I was on the list of people that he knew. I can guarantee you, I know the story of Federal Express. The guy met up with his college buddies at his plastic coffee table and sold them this concept of this company that he wanted to form. Now, some of his friends said, you're stupid, man, you're crazy, that'll never work. And some of his friends said, dude, that might work. Others of his friends said, yeah, I'm in. Let's do this thing. I see it. Let's go. Do you understand? Now, you have to understand people. You see, there's just some people out there that no matter what you offer them, they are not going to see it. They are blind as bats. No matter what you show them, man, you could hand them a gold brick. You could hand them a gold brick and they go, oh, no way. I mean, it's got to be a scam. No, and you can say, really, literally, I would like to bless you with this gold brick. It's yours. Cash it in. Do whatever you like. And that person, that kind of a person, there is a time where you say, oh, you got to give me a break, man. Those things never work. You know, it's probably not gold anyway. It's probably just, you know, I'm sure you got that paint at Walmart and just, you know, did it like that. You know, what kind of ties, what strings are attached to this gold? But no matter what you hand that person, they are going to have that response. Whether you show them a business opportunity or you give them a gift of $5,000, I promise you that person will see it like that. Why? That's just who they are. Negative, cynical, critical, depressed, unmotivated, and they hide it behind the cynical type of an attitude. Well, here's the deal. You just have to know some of your friends are that way, just like some of the cold prospects that you've been calling are that way also. They are what they are. Here, I have a personal belief, you can buy it or not. I have a personal belief that God has already ordained the people that are going to be in my business, and my job is to go through the numbers to find out who they are. My job isn't to turn them into them, not to create them to be that. My job is simply just to go through the numbers to find the ones who are qualified and the ones who aren't and just stick them in the category in which they belong. Yes? No. Okay. So with your warm market, like with the guy who started FedEx, some of his friends laughed at him. Some of his friends mocked him. Some of his friends told him he was nuts, crazy, and stupid. And that when they needed to get a real job, to give them a call. Yeah. Some of his friends said, oh, man, that's great for you. And there were just a couple who said, man, I'm in. Let's do this thing. I'll find the money. Let's build it. Hey, I can do this part. I'll do that part. Yes, there are those people. And so that's really what exists in your list of names. Now, this is what you need to do. And this is making a list of names. Yes, Danny. No, wait, Danny. I don't want to make a list of names. Listen to me now. Get over it. Do you really want to succeed, or are you just playing around? Are you building an empire that you'll leave behind for your family, or are you building a doghouse? Listen. Just do it. By faith. Just do it. Maybe this is going to be a waste of time. None of my friends are going to see it. Listen, if you were in front of me and you gave me that kind of excuse, I'd say, I'm sorry, I can't work with you. And I'd pass you on down to someone else who would listen. Because I've got very little time and I'm only looking for the ones who see it, who want to build it, who want to be professionals and go at this thing with everything that they got. That's what we're looking for. Not wimps and whiners. We're building a team of people who are saying, I'm going for it. I'm going to get good at this. Listen. Bill Gates, when he started that company, he started with his friends. That's what you have to start with. Some of his friends didn't see it. They didn't get it. They didn't like it. Guess what? You're going to have the same exact thing happen with your friends. And guess what happens when you meet those friends? When you got that friend come over and take a look at your business, and they say, oh, my gosh, you're doing one of those? That'll never work. My uncle's sister's cousin's brother, you know, his friend was a janitor, and he failed in one of those. He still has a whole basement of soap. You know what? If you're going to let somebody far removed from the family decide what your future's going to be, well, then you deserve what you get. Move on. There are people that said that to Bill Gates. I can guarantee you it. There are people who laughed. And when you have it happen to you, just go right on, man, I'm on the right track. Why? Because you're on the 2% track. You can't expect 98%ers to see it. You're on the 2% track. You've risen above, a breed above and a breed apart. You can't expect for them to see it. So I'm going to give you some ways to contact these people. So you need to make a list of 200 names to start off with. You're like, what? Listen, social scientists say by the time you're 20 years old, you know 2,000 people. So that's my second request, is get that list to 2,000. This is what I call a bank of names. You are constantly subtracting people from it, and you're constantly adding people to it. It's a bank of names. Make that list tonight. Get it to 200 people right away. Start with your friends, family members. In fact, I highly recommend that you open up your Yellow Pages. You look through the professions that are in that Yellow Pages, and it will jog your memory. Okay, who do I know that are lawyers? Write the names down. Who do I know that are doctors? Do you understand each section? What's A? Who in the world would be an A? Architect. Autos. Yeah, that'll totally work. And then go to the B's, bankers, whatever else. So just go A through Z through the Yellow Pages, and it'll jog your memory of people that you know. Also go through the White Pages, look at the names. It'll jog your memory of people that you know. And I'm not talking about people that you just know locally. I'm talking globally. That's if, of course, your company has a global opportunity for you. If they don't, then just nationally make a list. In fact, I'm sure that many of your companies probably will go global and then have that name, you know, list of names for, you know, when the company opens up globally. Let me just tell you this quick story. This is an amazing story that I've just come in contact with. There's a man who had a friend here in the United States. This man was from Australia. He had a friend over here who invited him to a company convention. This man made $250,000 a year for IBM Corporation. He was doing really well, quite satisfied in his job. He came to this convention with this friend, not even a rep in the company, came to the convention, saw the opportunity. His country had not quite been officially opened yet, went back home. He and his wife started part-time building the thing, immediately quit his job, making $250,000 a year, went at it like crazy, made $1 million his first year, has made $1 million 6 straight years in a row, has made a 7-figure income 6 years in a row. No prior network marketing experience. Here was a corporate exec who saw the opportunity. I can tell you, and he told me there's about 50 other people from Australia in the room. But he was the only one that went out and built it. Hello? What am I telling you? I'm telling you that you got to see the opportunity and seize it. Take full advantage of it. And guess what? That guy was a warm market person. He was a friend of a distributor inside of a company. I can guarantee you many of you have prejudged those kinds of friends that you have or acquaintances that you have. So here's the deal. Make that list a name. Now, you have started a business. You are building a multi-million-dollar enterprise. You need some help. You cannot get those products out to the marketplace on your own. So who are you going to get to help you? Where are you going to find them? Well, if you start like 99% of the companies have in the world that are successful today, you're going to start with the people that you know. That's where you're going to start. Who do you know? So right now, let's do this. If you have a piece of paper and a pen, and if you're smart, you do, I want you to close your eyes. We're going to take a moment of silence. Okay. The first 3 people that come to your mind, that you are now, you are starting a multi-million dollar enterprise. You are starting your own Microsoft. You are starting your own Federal Express. Your own UPS. Your own Walmart. You are starting your own company. You need help. Who are the 3 people that you know that could just kill this thing? That could dynamically build it? I didn't ask you who wants to build it. I didn't ask you who you thought would be interested in building it. I asked you three people that you know that would rip this thing up, that in starting a business, they'd be the three people you would want to be your partners. Those three people, write their names down. And then, I'll let you do that real quick. Okay, now make a commitment to yourself that you will contact those people before the end of the week. In fact, some of you need to do it tonight, that you get on the phone with those people, just as that gentleman got on the phone with his friend in Australia and said, you have to look at this. I can guarantee you the guy who got that guy from Australia is quite happy. He swallowed his stupid fear and his pride, that he broke through fear and pride and picked up the phone and called his friend. Because I can guarantee you, the man who sponsored the guy who's made all those millions of dollars has made a hefty sum himself. No question. So, warm market. If all you're doing is working cold market, you have left out two-thirds of the rest of the market. That's all you're doing is cold. You've left out two-thirds of the market. It's a third cold, a third lukewarm, and a third warm. Now, 99% of my business has come from luke to warm market, and here's why. When I have recruited cold market, meaning ads, what I've done is I've gotten to their warm contacts. The whole point of bringing somebody into your business is not for you to make money on that person. The whole point is to help that person make money. The only way they're going to make money is by helping them build a business, and that's only if they're willing to help themselves. You're not going to beg people to help themselves. But I found one cold market person, someone I met through an ad, and drove it through her center of influence, got to the people that she knew. Why? Because it was the easiest people to get started. I know some of you say, well, it's not that easy for me. Once you get better in skill, I promise you, once you get over your barriers, if you're having a hard time with warm market, you need to see me in Dallas, Texas this weekend. If you're serious and desperate, if you're not, then stay home and still try to figure it out on your own. But if you want some help figuring it out to solve those problems so that you don't have to deal with them anymore, I suggest you get on a plane and you come and see me in Dallas. Then I got a woman started. She came from a cold market ad. My whole driving force with meeting to help her make money, and the quickest way she's going to make money is through the list of names that she has, instead of her trying to come up with more money to invest into leads. Listen, warm contacts are free. Lukewarm contacts are free. They don't cost anything. So there's an awesome return on that right there. It's just an investment of time, no money. Enormous. In fact, at one point she brought 119 people to a training seminar. Isn't that insane? On her own. She built a gigantic organization by bringing people to the training seminar like the one that's going on in Dallas this weekend. That's how she did it. So the deal is that you start, if you're working cold market, your goal is to get to their warm market. Why? Because there's trust involved. They trust you. They trust the person who brought them in. With cold market, it takes a while to build that kind of a relationship. It takes a while to get through their barriers of, is this a scam, da-da-da-da, you know, all the whining excuses that they have. But when they're brought in by Sarah, was no question. If her brother's in, she's in. So anyway, then here, let me tell you some lukewarm market situations. I met this woman, I can't even remember how I met her, but I remember it was a lukewarm situation, 22 years old at the time. So then led me to her college buddy, then led me to all kinds of her friends from high school. Now, this woman has, again, millions of dollars in sales, over $3 million a year in sales. Was a very low-key, very quiet type of a personality, had every right to be. She had a horrible, horrible childhood. This girl was just devastated, oppressed, and depressed. Came to a training seminar, and this girl has earned thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars through the years. How? Brought me her warm contacts. Brought them to training seminars. She brought me a single mom. And it just kept going down, 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 warm market, warm market. This organization grew to over 10,000 people in 2 years. How? Meeting a lukewarm contact who brought me a warm contact who brought me a bunch of hot contacts. Do you understand? Another lukewarm contact, and you guys have heard the story if you've been to the seminar, but I was wearing this T-shirt that said, Ask Me About Total Health. And really, you can answer anything on that. But that day, I was 9 months pregnant, suffering from labor pains, and my car, the only car that would fit my family that I was about to bring home from the hospital, was my Mercedes that, for some reason, took a dive on me. And I brought that car in, Hans and I brought that car in to get it taken care of, and I'm trying to walk so I can have this child because I was done being pregnant. And the guy, the mechanic, asked me, so what about Total Health? And I just gave him a dirty look, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, this guy's asking me this. How do I look like I'm in the epitome of Total Health? I didn't own any other T-shirt. Every ounce of casual clothing that I owned had an advertisement for my business on it, which, by the way, made me a ton of money, not from T-shirts, but from people asking me about the T-shirt. So anyway, he asked me about it, and I just said, and I threw it out. I just threw the whole bag at him, hoping he wouldn't be interested. And I said, it's network marketing, and I sell vitamins. He goes, well, I'm looking for one of those. I heard those are really good businesses. Well, I'm getting that guy started. A week and a half later, he's in my training seminar. Didn't give birth yet. And then he winds up bringing his ex-girlfriend, who is a hairdresser, who's been with me for 9 years, hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales from a lukewarm contact, who brought me his warm, actually, she turned out, hot contact, who they then brought in tons of their friends and family members into the business. And so there's something to be said that when you really believe in it and you really know that it works, then you really do have the guts to go to your friends and family members. In fact, you go to them saying, I don't want you to miss out. In fact, let's go here. Let me give you a couple of different styles about how to get to those people. I think I'm going to have to continue this call next week with some scripts that I'll give you on how to contact those people. Okay, first thing is you're asking them to take a look. You're not asking them to join. You're not asking them to buy. So if that is your intent, is to have them look at something to see if it would work for them, not that you're trying to sign them up into your business. The focus cannot be on you. Write this down. You are not the issue. You don't matter in this equation. Your prospect does, your friend does, your family member, the person that you met at the grocery store, the person that you met on your job, the person you met at those Chamber of Commerce mixers, whatever it is, they are the issue. And if you focus on the needs of the people, you will always get what you need. And so all you care about is having them take a look, not selling them your product, not selling them your opportunity, but just taking a look at it. And if that's all you truly care about, then this is going to be simple for you. Okay, so here's several different styles of approaches that do work, depending on who you are and depending on how much you do of them. So the first one is that you can give the loaded invitation to taking a look. It's a loaded style. So you could say, hey, if there's any way possible that you could help me out, it would be so awesome if I could meet with you tomorrow night at 7:15. Or let's say you're in California, it's a friend in New York. You say, George, I really need your help. Is there any way that you would be willing to help me out? If that is my approach and George is my friend, what is he going to say? Sure, what do you need? Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, can I meet with you on the phone? Or let's say I would send him right now, can you please go to this website and look at it thoroughly for me? Just give me 20 minutes and promise me that you're going to look at it right now. Well, I can't do it right now. When can you? At this time. Or let's say that you're doing a meeting. You know, tomorrow night at 7:15, can you go take a look? Whatever it is, you know, wherever it is that your approach is that you present it, whether it's a pre-recorded conference call, a live conference call, information that you're sending, information on a website, it doesn't matter. Live meeting, one-on-one meeting, it does not matter. In fact, the more ways that you learn how to present your business opportunity, the better for you. And don't sit around and wait to learn it. You just got to go out OJT. So anyway, that first one is this. Is there any way that you could help me out? I really need you to look up something for me. And leave it at that. And they say, sure, what is it? Okay, well, the best way for you to totally give me your honest help, your true good help here, is by you looking thoroughly at this thing for me. And that's it. Okay, here's another one, name recognition. You could say, hey, have you heard of XYZ Company? Have you heard of Total Health is what I called my organization at that time. So have you ever heard about Total Health? And they say, no. Say, oh, really? That's wild. I promise you you're gonna. The company is exploding right now. And I don't want you to miss out. Okay, number three, curiosity. What are you doing tomorrow night at 7? Nothing. Why? Great. Can we get together? For what? Please, just trust me on this one. Can we get together? I really need your help. Okay, great. Boom. And stick to that. Number four, sincerity. Heart to heart. You call them, and you do have some of these friends, and it may be these three. that we're talking about. Here's a prime example. I called my girlfriend, Ro. When I got started in an opportunity, I just said, Ro, I said, I am afraid of making this phone call to you because I'm afraid if I don't, you will really be upset with me later, and I'm afraid if I do and I do it wrong, that you're not going to get what I need to talk to you about. Well, what is it? I really don't want you to miss out, but I have just had something come to me that I have an incredible feeling about. I want to give you the first chance at taking a look at it. And then if you see it for yourself, that's great. And if you don't, that's fine too. But what I don't want to have happen is I don't want you coming back to me later saying, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you give me the chance? Why did you make my decision for me? I don't want to do that to you, Ro. So listen, you just need to really look at it because I don't want you to miss out. I don't want you to hate me later. So I'd rather just have you look now and, you know, get it out of the way so that I have a clear conscience and you have a clear conscience knowing that I did give you the chance at it. Number four is a professional interview. And I've taught you guys how to do that. Those of you who have been on the call with me many times over. And it could be something as simple as I work with an international nutraceutical company, if that's what you're doing. We've done $100 million in sales. We're in 8 different countries. We're exploding. We're doing international expansion right now. The company is looking for some high-level management-type people. I don't know if you have the qualities of what the company's looking for, but I did not want to overlook you. I wanted to at least give you the chance. And then you go on. There's a script, by the way, that goes with all this stuff. Or there are others, people that like to spill their guts. That's another style, another approach, like what I did with that guy who asked me about my Total Health T-shirt. And I said, I sell vitamins. It's network marketing. Now, I don't do that approach. I mean, I was trying to blow the guy out, and that worked on him. He got started. So anyway, those are a couple different approaches that you can do. I have a couple scripts here. Actually, I'll go through one of them at least. And I just put them away, didn't I? Oh, they're underneath the yellow piece of paper. Okay, so for example, this is one that, and these are all scripts that I wrote that I actually do use. Here's one that I could do. Here's one that I would do. I have about 6 of them, but you can't have them yet. You will eventually, though, I promise. I'm getting this stuff put together. Okay, I would call my friend and say, hey, Jerry. This is Danny. Hold on. This is a referral script, wrong one. Okay, I'd say, Jerry, you know what? There's a company that is doing some international expansion right now, and they've just opened up this new area, the area that you're in right there in Sonora, California. And they're looking for a few key people to work with, and the only way that you can hear about this is through a personal referral. And so I have a contact within the company, and I can refer you to so-and-so. I can refer you to Hans. Because of their position in the corporation, it's extremely hard to get in to see that person. And so I know that you're totally satisfied with your job, and you love it. But I really did not want to overlook you for this awesome chance. Because you know how you're always talking about your debt and you're just sick and tired of your debt. Well, they're looking for part-time and full-time people. And I couldn't help but to think of you that this could be a way, this could be an answer to your debt right now. I don't know if it's going to work for you or not. I don't even know if you have the qualities of the person that they're looking for. But it is at least worth taking a look at. You don't want to miss it. I promise you'll regret it if you do. There's one. Hold on, let me turn to another one. Let's say that you guys are getting people on a conference call. And by the way, don't prejudge anybody, because the ones that you think will do this won't. Don't be God and decide who will and who won't before you get on the phone. Let them show you who they are. Let them show their true colors. Okay, so let's say that I have this little conference call script, for example. And by the way, you must always smile when you're on the phone. You need to be very casual and non-threatening, and you are not a salesperson. So do not try to sell on this initial contact on the phone with your warm market. You want to make them mad, then call to sell them something. You want to make them happy, call to talk to them. Find out what's going on in their life. See if there is a need. Once you go through that form, the family, occupation, recreation, and message, then you will see what you can do to serve them. And it's an easy bridge with warm market just as it is with cold. I've taught this to you guys many times. So if this was my girlfriend Mona, for example, I'd say, hey, Mona, you know what? There's a new company that's expanding nationwide, and they're opening up all kinds of markets all over the place, and they're looking into your area to open up. Now, they're looking for a couple key people to work with, and the only way you can hear about it is through a personal referral. And I have an in on the company, and I just found out that they are doing national conferences on the phone. So here's the deal. Because I got this little connection inside the company, I've got that conference call number. I know that you are unemployed right now and you guys are not quite making ends meet. I just thought of you and thought maybe it might work for you. So there's an interviewing process that they do. First, you listen to this conference call. Depending on your response, determines where you go in the next step from there. So this may or may not work out for you, Mona, but this company is moving very fast. So tonight at 7 o'clock, there's a conference call. And you're going to hear a whole lot of people on this call from all over the place who've opened up different markets internationally. So it's totally an exciting call. You'll just think it's a flash. But don't miss this because you'll kick yourself. And not only that, Mona, you know so many people. And so if this isn't what you're looking for, I'm sure you think of somebody that you could refer to the company who would like to be a part of expanding the Sonora market right now. Wouldn't that be awesome to know that you were first in that area? It's that spot when you decide that. You know, the one of the first or in the beginning of the expansion in that area, you could say, man, I helped that company get off the ground in this area. And that's what I'd say to her. Okay, let's say I'm calling my friend Tom. I'd say, hey, Tom, how are you? And he would tell me how he is, and I would get him to talk about his kids and his job and all that kind of stuff. And I'd say, you know, the reason why I'm calling you is to ask you a favor. I really do appreciate your opinion about things. I love the way you think. Now, I've just... Hold on, guys. I heard my phone's going dead. Okay. That works better. I would say I've just come across something that I think would work out great for me. But before I totally get both feet involved, you know, Hans and I have been trying to get out of debt, and we're very serious about giving our family the best that we can. And so we think that we might have found something that's going to help us with that. But I really would feel much better if you could take a look at it and really honestly let us know how you think about it, what you think about it, how you feel about it. It would make a big difference for us. Before we just get so involved that it's too late to turn around. So do you think that you could help us out in that way and give us your opinion? And depending on what you say, you know, you may know somebody that you could refer to us as customers or whatever, but we really need a lot of help right now because we're just getting the thing off the ground. So would you be available tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the evening? And that would be that. Okay, so there's a couple of different approaches that you guys can use for doing that. Now, I can keep going and going for this on this topic for hours, by the way, but I won't. So what I'm going to do now, it's 7:51, I'm going to open up the lines and let you guys ask some questions or make comments about whatever that you want to make questions about or comments about, okay? Now, I hope that you got the message here, that there are people in your center of influence. There's people that you walk by every day. Remember, you know, I was a friend of the person who got me into this business originally. Then I lost everything and wound up being a cocktail waitress. You guys are around people who wait on tables all day long, or at least once a week you're around somebody. Or you're in contact with all kinds of people. I want your eyes to be turned on to be looking and scanning people. Look for those people who are, you know, that are happy, that are smiling, that are going someplace, that just, they are attractive, not in looks, but just that you, people are attracted to them because of their attitude. You want to look for that, and you're a talent scout. You want to always have your eyes open for that kind of stuff. Now, if you can't leave the house, then that's a whole other story. Then there's other options for you. But if you do have the option, you have legs and arms and eyes that actually work, at least with glasses, then you can actually see and go, okay, hey, that person's got a hip in their step. I want to talk to that person. I want to get to know that person. I want to find out what that person likes. I want to find out what they're all about so I can help them if they need the help. So, anyway, let's open up the lines and let you guys make a couple comments, then I'll close the call up. Hold on 1 second. Okay, we are live. If you have a lot of background noise, what I need you to do is press *6. There's a ton, like babies crying, toilets flushing, dishwashers running, washing machines gurgling, whatever it is. If you got a lot of background noise, they need you to press *6. TV in the background, your husband's on the television, and press *6. Other than that, let's open it up. Anyone that has questions, go ahead and go fire away with your name.
Hey, Danny. This is Marty in Virginia. How are you?
Okay, we had two people at the same time come in. The first person said, hey, Danny, how are you?
I told you last week not to talk with my
Marty
call.
In Virginia.
Marty, how are you, girl?
Hi, Danny. I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. What can I do for you tonight?
Okay, I got a good question for you.
Shut up.
I've worked my warm market. Okay.
You've worked your warm market?
Yeah, I've worked my warm market.
Okay.
And I think I'm approaching my cold market now.
Okay.
okay, what's the best way? Because that's not near as easy as my one market.
You're right. And the thing is, Marty, is I've done a ton of training on contacting cold market. Go to my website. Even just listen to the last calls that are on that site are all about prospecting cold market. That's an hour-long topic on the phone. It's a good three-hour topic live in person because I can go on forever. But it is very similar. You're purchasing leads. You're following a script that is clearly on my site as far as in the form of a conference call. In fact, I just released a brand new CD that talks about prospecting cold market. And that might, in fact, I've had many people respond to us saying that they felt guilty because they didn't pay enough money for that one CD that massively changed their cold market prospecting.
Okay.
And so, Marty, that's what I would recommend. And I think it's called Prospecting is the name of that brand new CD. It's $10. It'll make a major difference in you advancing into that cold market. And, Marty, continue on in your warm market. Keep adding to that list of names. And,
okay.
And continue where you are with your kids and all that kind of stuff. Continue to meet people, to build relationships with people. Come on, we all go to the same places all the time, same grocery store, same Walmart, same Sam's Club, Costco, and there's always the same employees that are there. We want to start to flourish a relationship with the key people, not the ones who are, you know, not someone that anyone else would hire, but,
right.
You know, the ones that have a light in their eyes who need to go somewhere. So,
okay,
thanks a lot, Marty.
Thank you.
Anybody else with a question or comment?
Danny, this is Dale in Minnesota.
Hi, Dale in Minnesota. What can I do for you?
Listen, I'm coming down to your seminar this weekend. It's my first time.
Awesome.
I believe it's going to be your best seminar ever. Do you believe that?
Because you're there. I'm glad to hear that. Awesome. I can't wait to meet you. Anybody else with a question or comment?
Hi, Danny.
Yes.
This is Nicole in Dallas, Georgia.
Hi, Nicole.
I have a question about real markets.
Okay.
I have been in several companies before.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've done just a whole bunch of different, you know, I'm like a jack-of-all-trades type person. It's like a family joke that I've been in so many things. Okay, so this is going to make it a little bit different for me for me to go to my warm market because I've gone to them so many times about so many things.
Right. I totally understand, Nicole. In fact, I've dealt with this question probably 1,000 times over the last 15 years.
Sure.
This is what you do, and this works really well. Nicole, let's say I'm you, and I'm calling you. I'd say, Nicole, come on, you know, and I know you're going to laugh at me, and you know I've done so many things,
mm-hmm.
but I'm calling you again. Please just look at it. I don't care if you do it or not, but I need someone to practice on as I'm learning how to build my business.
Okay,
confront the issue head
yeah.
on. Confront it head on. Just throw it at them.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, I bet you can. You sound like you're pretty out front.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, one last question. Anybody have?
You're not alone, Nicole.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. But try that approach. Okay, there was a gentleman who was trying to get in there.
Hey, Danny, this is Walter.
Hey, Walter.
How are you doing?
Awesome.
Good. Hey, first thing, just wanted to say thank you real quick for all the help that you've given and how much my business completely changed because of you.
Oh.
Tremendously thanking you also about teaching us all how to personally work on ourselves individually first.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the results that come from it,
yeah.
from the not
oh,
only
Walgreens?
Myself doing really well,
yeah.
also helping two and dealers that
milk.
We're not
going
to do anything with this business
Casting
that have now that has jumped over.
Casting free.
That is so awesome.
So thank you. One question, if I can, in regard to warm market.
Go ahead.
Now, as you know, I'm involved with Company A and Company B.
That's that.
Okay. When it comes to warm market, how do you comfortably, even though they're two separate situations or two separate businesses and have two separate products, how do you deal with your warm market customers knowing that you're dealing with, for example, if they know you're dealing with Company A, how do you introduce Company B to them?
Okay, that is an awesome question, Walter. I'm really happy that you asked this question because it's an important one. Walter, I personally do not cross-mingle. I'm going to mute this out because there's somebody that keeps talking. Hold on. Walter, the way that I've done it as I've worked a couple different opportunities, and that is, by the way, is not for everybody. I think most people just need to focus on one. One is enough. Once you and some people can handle that, but very few people can do it. Once we have several six-figure incomes coming out of different places. And so, but that's because we know what we're doing and we know how to do it. Walter, obviously, two opportunities that he can do he feels comfortable with. Now, Walter, I would just pick the one that you're going to talk to them about and let them do that one. I would not go to my customers that are in Company A and talk to them about Company B. I would keep those customers and those distributors solely in that opportunity. In fact, my people have no idea. If I'm in another company, they have absolutely no idea what that company is, and I will not let them know what that is. Just to keep the integrity correct, it is important that those people who have purchased your product from Company A, let them stay in Company A. I wouldn't go and cross-pollinate between these two opportunities, especially in the form of distributors. With customers and stuff, if you've got a great relationship, and let's say you're working a nutritional company, and let's say you're working a environmental company. If you've got a great relationship and you've built a great rapport with some of these health people, Walter, if you have like an air filter or a water filter that you're selling and these people are health conscious, I would just say, hey, you know, is there any way I could, you know your approach. Leave this in your home. Let me know what you think. You've just been such an awesome and gracious customer to me. Try this thing out. Now, if that made sense to do that, then I would do something like that maybe. But as far as distributorships go, no way. I would keep distributors A in that company, distributors B in that company. I would not cross-pollinate the two at all. It's way too confusing for people. But if the two products, and I've got a great rapport with my customer, then I would go ahead and help them out. So anyway, hey, this is it, guys. It's 8 o'clock. We're almost straight up to the hour. I just wanted to thank you so much for your time tonight. Thank you for the comments. I can't wait to see all of you guys in Dallas, Texas, those of you that are going to be joining me over there. And again, go to my site, DannyJohnson.com. And again, if you cannot afford this weekend, if you can't afford to be there, then you absolutely cannot afford not to be there. You must go. If you're in a financial situation where you're hurting, then into yourself. I promise you, that is an investment. That is not spending money. Quit spending money on foolish things that don't profit you a dime. Start spending money on assets, and you are the most important asset that your business has. Start improving your skill, improving yourself, improving everything in your business, and you will blow your mind. Your check will absolutely grow, as it has for so many thousands and thousands and thousands of people from all over the world who've come and invested in themselves from that training. I've had people fly from London, from Australia, on day's notice to come to a two-day training seminar. We have no excuse if we've got to get on a three-hour flight to make it happen. So do whatever it takes in absolute desperation to make a change in your business. Guys, other than that, I thank you so much for your time. God bless you. Have an awesome weekend. I'll see you guys this weekend. Talk to you soon or next Monday night on the same call, same number, same bridge. Talk to you soon. Bye.